This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Don't you find it interesting that President Trump is calling for the death penalty for opioid drug dealers, but not the death penalty for the CEOs of the drug companies that have been making and pushing that stuff and bribing doctors for decades? I mean, if anybody should be facing more justice, it's the drug companies that have been routinely caught engaging in multiple felony crimes. Even under Obama, the U.S. Department of Justice sought and carried out a felony guilty plea and a $3 billion fine against GlaxoSmithKline, which was then allowed to continue conducting business as usual. Same thing, well, similar thing with Pfizer and many other drug companies as well. These drug companies are killing, by even conservative estimates, 100,000 Americans a year with faulty drugs. And yet, there's no call for the death penalty of drug company CEOs. And I'm not calling for that, by the way. I'm just saying, isn't the contrast interesting? I don't think we should have the death penalty for big pharma CEOs. I think we should, though. We should arrest them. We should indict them. We should imprison some of them if they're found guilty. But to call for the death penalty of opioid drug dealers, but not the big pharma drug pushers who are killing children and killing senior citizens all across the country, that seems to me to be a little bit strange. And, you know, I voted for Trump and I published Trump.news, but it doesn't mean I can't criticize some of Trump's decisions or statements from time to time. In fact, you better hope that we all have enough freedom left to where we can criticize even someone that we voted for. Thank goodness we didn't get Hillary Clinton in office. Trump was by far the better alternative, but he's not perfect either. This is one of the areas where I disagree with what he said. The problem is that the DOJ has already put this into their sentencing guidelines. So the DOJ is now actively saying that the death penalty should be sought in appropriate cases for drug dealers. Now, you gotta wonder, would this include marijuana dealers? Because marijuana is legal in, I don't know, 20 plus states across the country. That's a state law, but federal law still says it's criminal. Does this mean the feds through the DEA can go in and raid somebody, some, you know, medical marijuana dispensary, let's say, which has also been legalized in Texas? Can the feds come in and raid that dispensary and then arrest the owners and seek the death penalty under new DOJ sentencing guidelines for drug dealers? Because that's what it sounds like Trump is advocating, which I think is completely wrong. I think that Trump should fire Jeff Sessions, first of all. The guy is totally useless. He's obviously compromised. Jeff Sessions is just sitting back and doing nothing other than attacking marijuana, which is the wrong thing to be attacking. He needs to be attacking the deep state radicals. They must have something on Sessions. That's my opinion. But Trump needs to fire Sessions, and he needs to bring in somebody who can actually go after the deep state, but simultaneously declare medical marijuana legal nationwide. Get rid of the federal criminalization prohibition of cannabis and let the states decide. It's a states' rights issue. Let the states figure it out. 10th Amendment, okay? That's what Trump needs to do. And getting back to the opioid epidemic, you know, everybody talks about, oh, the opioids are so bad and so much addiction and so many deaths. It's like 60,000 people killed in the last year, according to CDC statistics, and that number is growing. And yet, it's still legal for doctors to prescribe opioids. It's still legal for the CVS pharmacy to sell opioids. Who's the dealer here? The pharmacies are the dealers. The doctors are the dealers. The drug companies are the pushers. And it's all legal. There's been no crackdown on that. These people are hypocrites talking about how they need to throw marijuana people in prison or have them executed while your local pharmacy, your local Walmart, your local grocery store with a pharmacy is selling deadly opioid drugs every day for profit, killing 60,000 Americans a year. What's wrong with this picture? You know, the Vietnam War, as tragic as it was, killed fewer than 60,000 Americans. It's about 50,000, rough estimate. That's 50,000 people that shouldn't have died, but did, but Now the opioid epidemic is killing more than that number every single year, and you can just go down to CVS Pharmacy and buy them. I mean, as long as you have a prescription, of course. But the doctors are financially incentivized to write the prescriptions. They're bribed. Doctor bribery is routine across the drug industry. So don't tell me that the government's doing something to stop the opioid epidemic. No, they're not. They're doing nothing. And all these people going crazy about gun control because, I don't know, 15 people died in Parkland. What about 60,000 people being killed by opioids? Where are the marches against opioids? Nowhere to be seen, right? Nowhere to be seen. I don't know about you, but 60,000 is a much bigger number than 15 or whatever that number was. It doesn't mean that those people who died didn't die tragically or that they shouldn't be recognized. Obviously, that was a tragic event. But if we're going to scale tragedy here, we have to be honest about the numbers. 60,000 people dying is a bigger issue to deal with, in my view, than 15 people dying. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I can do math and most of the country can't. But opioids are a massive, massive problem. And in fact, if Sessions would get out of the way and we'd get somebody in there who could legalize marijuana, a lot of people, like vets, for example, veterans, could use medical marijuana instead of opioids. It's one of the most common ways to get off of opioids is to start using CBD oil or CBD extracts, cannabinoids, you know, from hemp extracts. And it makes the pain go away for a lot of people. Not everyone, but a lot of people. But you see, the drug companies can't make money off of CBD oil. The drug companies don't have a monopoly system of control over that. And the doctors can't get kickbacks and payola bribery schemes when patients use cannabinoids. So, hey, just follow the money. The money tells you the truth about what's actually happening here. Government doesn't care about people dying from opioid addiction. The government doesn't want people to have access to the solutions that really work, that are really safe, that are really affordable, and that are natural. The government outlaws cannabis at the federal level in many states as well, while pushing opioids, because opioids get reimbursed by state Medicaid or federal Medicare programs or federal health insurance programs. Yeah, they pay people for the opioids. You want to stop the opioid problem? Stop paying for it. And by the way, I should mention that there are a few cases where a few people need opioids who are in chronic pain. And not denying them access if they need it. But that's not where the prescriptions are mostly going. They're mostly going to abusers and dealers and people who sell them to their friends and people who are addicts and they need help. If we're going to have real compassion for those people, we need to help them get off the addiction and not just feed them more pills that are going to end up killing them. It's just, you know, there are so many insane things in our world right now, it's almost hard to pinpoint which ones to pay attention to at any given moment, right? You know, you got terrorism going on, you got the Trump administration spending our nation into financial oblivion by signing that omnibus spending bill that the GOP and the Democrats pushed, and Trump didn't want to sign it, but he did sign it. What? I'm like, WTF, man. Why did you sign the bill? And then say you didn't want to sign it. Just don't freaking sign it. No one made you sign the bill. Just don't sign it. But there's so many problems in our world. It's like day to day, you know, you're jumping from crisis to crisis. And that's part of that is actually the deep state's social engineering system. They know that if you're jumping from crisis to crisis all the time, that you can't really focus on a solution for any one thing, and you're just scatterbrained, and then your judgment goes out the window. This has been scientifically proven. We've covered this at science.news, by the way. We've covered, there's a recent study that talked about this exact thing. It's all these little panic distractions every day. And we, those of us in the independent media, are just trying to put out the fires all the time, you know? We're trying to say, no, don't take away our Second Amendment rights. No, don't ban our free speech. No, you know, don't criminalize marijuana or let's stop the prohibition and so on. We're just trying to fight for your basic liberties every day. Your right to access natural medicine, your right to speak your mind, your right to defend yourself in your own home against the criminals that are out there. And some of them, some of those criminals are, of course, trying to steal stuff so they can buy more opioid drugs because they're addicts. And addicts, when they run out of money, they go crazy and they go steal stuff. They rob your homes. And this cycle, it just continues because the government wants it that way. The drug companies want it that way. They are doing it on purpose. They make money off of all this misery, all this suffering, all this addiction and death. The drug companies profit from it every day. And they run Congress. They run the media. They run the FDA. They control everything. They control the medical schools. They control the science journals, so-called science journals. It's just totally junk science, actually. They run everything. And as long as they keep making money off these opioids and other drugs, psychiatric drugs, drugging children to death, suicides on the rise, mass shootings caused by psychiatric medication, all this stuff. As long as those companies are making money, they love it. Oh, they love it. They think it's great. It's just hand over fist, raking in the cash, pockets getting fatter, full of cash, bank accounts getting deeper, stacked high with gold bars in the safe deposit box while people are dying and suffering all over the country. And yeah, they got to keep cannabis illegal too. Wouldn't want people to have an alternative to all this wealth-producing opioid chemical. No. Don't want people to smoke a little pot and solve their own problem. No, they got to go see a doctor so the doctor can be bribed by the drug companies and the criminal regime enforced by Jeff freaking Sessions. Get the hell out of there, Jeff Sessions. What a disgrace to this country. Can you tell I'm a little bit frustrated? Yes, I admit it. I am. Not for me personally. I don't use opioids and I don't use marijuana, by the way. I mean, I use CBD oil, just the cannabinoids, not the THC. I don't smoke pot, never have. It's not about me. This is about everybody else. The compassion that I have for other people. I don't like to see people suffer. I don't like to see people going bankrupt while they can't afford the drugs that the doctor told them they need. People are bankrupt all over this country. I just did this tour through the Midwest and you know what I saw? Just everybody struggling, everybody bankrupt, everybody broke, everybody with massive health problems. People can't sleep, they can't eat, they can't pee, they can't poo. Just people in pain, chronic pain, and the government's just handing over money to the drug companies while these people are suffering every day and night. That's what frustrates me. I mean, I'm in great health, but I look around me and I don't see that many examples of people my age with anything close to the health that I experience every day. I mean, thank God I've been blessed with this health, but I wish I could share that blessing with everybody else. And what stands in the way of that is people like Jeff Sessions. Jeff freaking Sessions. A cruel person with his attacks on cannabis. Just cruelty. Unrestrained. Inexcusable. That's why I'm frustrated. Because I don't like to see other people suffering. And Trump, what are you doing, man? Don't let the swamp eat your legs and suck you down. Get out of the swamp. Wipe the swamp off your knees. Take a stand for humanity for a change. Take a stand. Don't sign the spending bills. Don't tolerate Jeff Sessions as Attorney General. Fire his ass and get somebody else in there. Don't become the freaking swamp, okay? You're the last ditch chance to save this republic. And if you fail, it all breaks down in a civil war, which we don't want to see. So I say to President Trump, get out of the swamp. Issue indictments and arrests for all the deep state swamp creatures that are committing multiple felony crimes and felony leaks and felony violations of national security. Arrest them all. March them out of there. You'll have the support of the people. Not all the people, but half the people. And it's the armed half, so that's all you need. Trust me. Just do it. Take the country back. We are all tired of being drugged to death and taxed to death and slandered to death and propagandized by the media and everything else. We're tired of it. It's time to restore America. This is not just about opioids. This is about all these issues, big pharma. This is about access to natural medicine, medical freedom, cannabis freedom. This is about taking America back. And this is our last chance to do it. So listen to more of my podcasts if you wish at healthrangerreport.com. And you can read my website at naturalnews.com. I'm launching a new video website, by the way, a video community for free speech. It's called real.video. Real.video. So check it out. Go there. Join up. It's launching this summer. That's my effort to help take this country back for all of us. You and me and fellow human beings we all have compassion for. We've all had enough suffering, enough death, enough bankruptcy, enough disease, enough drug addiction, enough taxation, enough attempts to take away our Second Amendment rights and our First Amendment rights and our Fourth Amendment rights and our Fifth Amendment rights. It's insane. We've had enough. We're taking a stand. We're taking our country back. That's what I stand for. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.